Welcome, this is a Zero T Masterclass. Rebuild the Piano Rush Drop in Ableton Live 12 with minimal CPU load. In this lesson I'll walk you through an intermediate, vocal-focused drum and bass tutorial. We'll recreate a lush, punchy Piano Rush Drop in Live 12, emphasize vocal processing, including a vocoder layer, and show practical techniques to keep CPU usage low. Lesson overview first. You're building a compact Live project section that contains a tight sampled Piano Rush riff, created in Simpler and then resampled to audio for efficiency, a chopped vocal lead and a doubled vocoder pad that supports the piano, a minimal, sidechain sub bass and drum bus, kept intentionally simple so we can focus on vocals and piano, and a low CPU effects architecture, using shared return chains, frozen intermediate tracks, and rendered stems where appropriate. Preparation. Start a new live set and set the BPM to 174. Create these tracks. Piano MIDI, Vocal Dry Audio, Vocal Modulator Audio, Vocoder Carrier MIDI, Vocoder Audio, Drums, Bass, Return A for Reverb and Return B for Delay. That's your working layout. Piano Riff. Low CPU Approach. 1. Use Simpler in Classic Mode and load a short, high-quality piano sample from Live's core library. Trim the sample to the minimal useful length. 2. Use a short envelope, decay around 600 to 900 milliseconds, and a gentle release. Reduce polyphony to 4 voices and add a light pitch envelope or macro for subtle humanization if needed. 3. Program the Piano Rush MIDI. Keep velocities fairly consistent so compression behaves predictably. 4. Use light inserts only. EQ 8 for low cut at 40 Hz and a gentle shelf if needed, then a glue compressor with medium attack and tempo-tuned release for glue. Route the piano to a sidechain destination that will allow glue sidechaining later. 5. Commit to audio early. Consolidate or resample your piano clip to a new audio track. Disable or freeze the MIDI Simpler track to save CPU. Working with audio is far lighter and keeps timing exact. Vocal chops and lead. Efficient workflow. 6. Put a clean recorded vocal on Vocal Dry. Start by cleaning it with a EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz and reduce muddiness in the 200 to 400 Hz region. 7. Duplicate the vocal clip to make chopped stabs. For short chops, use warp mode beats or tones. They're lighter than Complex Pro. Use clip transpose and small pitch envelopes for pitch edits instead of heavy pitch plugins. 8. Route all reverb and delay to return A and return B. Send a mount from your vocal slices, rather than inserting reverb per clip. Keep the reverb conservative, size around 20-30%, decay between 1.2 and 1.8 seconds, and use a high cut to tame CPU and spectral clutter. Vocoder workflow. Full setup. This section covers the complete vocoder setup. Modulator, carrier, Ableton vocoder device settings, intelligibility shaping, and blend techniques. 9. Create the modulator. Duplicate your dry vocal and label it vocal modulator. Insert EQ8 to emphasize 500 Hz to 3 kHz, the intelligibility band. Add light compression if needed. A compressor with a soft knee and gentle settings to steady the level. 10. Decide routing for the modulator. Either route vocal modulator's audio to the vocoder track, or keep it feeding the vocoder device directly if you place the vocoder on the modulator track. Make sure the modulator does not go directly to master when you only want the vocoder to use it. 11. Create a carrier. Add a small MIDI track called Vocoder Carrier and use Operator as a low CPU synth. Initialize a patch with a single oscillator, saw for richer harmonics or sine for pure tone. Keep it mono or set voices to 1, and lower the filter cutoff slightly to avoid excessive highs feeding the vocoder. 12. Route the carrier to the vocoder. On the vocoder track, set audio from to vocoder carrier, or ensure the vocoder device's carrier is set to external and points to the vocoder carrier track. 13. Place and configure the Ableton vocoder device on a dedicated audio track named Vocoder. In the device, select carrier, external, and choose the carrier source. Set the modulator input to your vocal modulator, either by sending vocal modulator into this track or by placing vocoder on the modulator and switching carrier externally. Pick one consistent routing. 14. Start with 12 bands for a balanced trade-off between intelligibility and CPU. Use short attack, 0 to 10 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 100 ms to keep transients clear in DNB. Adjust small formant shifts to taste. Keep vocoder dry slash wet around 80% wet for pad-like texture, while keeping some dry vocal present via vocal dry for clarity. 15. Shape intelligibility. Back on vocal modulator, boost 1 to 4 kHz with EQ8 to bring vowels forward. If dynamics are uneven, use a short release compressor, Attack 5 to 10 ms. Release 60 to 150 ms. Ratio around 2:3:1 to steady RMS before it hits the vocoder. 16. Blend the vocoder into the mix. Use utility to narrow stereo width to 60-80% so it doesn't fight the piano. Send a small amount of the vocoder track to the shared returner reverb for cohesion. Tuck the vocoder under the piano level-wise and automate its presence with clip volume or slow auto pan rather than heavy modulation plugins. 17. Once you're happy with the vocoder sound, freeze and flatten the vocoder track to free CPU if necessary. CPU saving mixing and final touches. 18. Centralize effects on return tracks only. Freeze heavy return chains if you need further relief. 19. Freeze or resample heavy synths and long FX chains early. For example, freeze the piano simpler after resampling and commit carriers to audio where possible. 20. For sidechain pumping, use the stock compressor on bass or piano with a sidechain input from kick. Keep settings simple and avoid heavy multiband or look-ahead processing. 21. When the arrangement is locked, consolidate key parts into audio stems, piano rush stem, vocoder stem, and disable the original MIDI instrument tracks to keep live CPU meter calm. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't use complex Pro Warp on every short vocal chop. It's CPU heavy. Use beats or tones or pre-render longer lines to audio. Don't put a separate reverb on each vocal chop. Use a shared return reverb. Avoid setting the vocoder to too many bands by default. Stay in the 8 to 16 bands range unless you need extra detail. Don't keep every instrument as a live MIDI instrument while you render. Freeze or flatten heavy devices. Avoid overprocessing the carrier. Keep it simple so the vocoder emphasizes vocal character, not synth complexity. Pro tips: pre-render long piano passages and use fades and clip envelopes for microdynamics instead of keeping the piano live. Use the vocoder's hold or a slightly longer release to make smoother pads without extra reverb. For stereo width with low CPU, duplicate the vocoder audio. Add a short delay of 50 to 70 ms on the duplicate and pan the duplicates left and right. Lower levels for a wide effect that's cheaper than chorus. Lower your global sample rate 44.1 kHz when you don't need higher rates. Increase buffer size during mixing to give live more headroom. Group all vocal elements into a vocal bus and use a single glue compressor and EQ8 on the group instead of multiple inserts. Mini practice exercise. Rebuild a 16-bar piano rush drop, 8 bars intro, 8 bars full drop, with a chopped vocal lead and vocoder pad while keeping CPU low. 1. Load a piano sample into Sampler and program a 2-bar phrase, repeat to 8 bars. 2. Record or import a short dry vocal phrase. 3. Create chopped stabs using clip transpose only. Route all reverb to 1 return. 4. Build a simple operator carrier single saw and set up the Ableton vocoder with your vocal as the modulator, using 12 bands. 5. EQ the modulator for intelligibility and set vocoder dry/wet so it sits under the piano. 6. Freeze the piano simpler track and render a master stem of the 16-bar section. Compare live CPU meter before and after freezing. Aim to reduce spikes by at least 40%. Recap: we followed a focused 0T masterclass. Rebuild the piano rush drop in Ableton Live 12 with minimal CPU load. Key takeaways: use simpler and short envelopes for the piano, then resample to audio. Centralize effects on return tracks and freeze or render heavy chains. For vocals, clean and EQ the modulator pre-vocoding, use operator as a lightweight carrier, configure Ableton vocoder in external mode with 8 to 16 bands, and shape intelligibility with EQ and compression. Commit to audio and use shared returns so you preserve a rich, professional sound while keeping live CPU meter happy. If you'd like, I can provide a ready-to-download live set template with the exact track routing and lightweight device settings described here, so you can import and experiment directly. Thank you. Now open Live and let's rebuild that piano rush.